Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
This is the Terry Wilson, really?
Hey, Tony, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com. How are you?
You personally are calling me back.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here at TerryWilson3.com. This is episode 361, and this is the podcast dedicated to that entrepreneur, that man, that woman, that child, that person who says, I am tired of working for the man, and I want to be the man. I'm ready to put a dent in the universe, and I'm ready to put my mark on the world. You know, entrepreneurialism is not the easiest path a person could take, but I will tell you this, it is the most rewarding. It is the one that is going to basically allow you to leverage and earn what you're worth. And if you're not earning what you want, that means you've got to increase your value. You got to increase what you are worth. And that's one of the things I love about entrepreneurialism is it demands you to become better and better each and every day. You can't rest on yesterday's laurels. You can't hide behind the politics of the office. You can't hide behind someone else's value. You're out there. You are in the limelight. And sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. But in every event, it demands this one thing. I have to be better. I cannot just rest on someone else's value proposition. So that's why I love entrepreneurialism. It truly is the great equalizer. It is the thing that says, you know, regardless of how you came into this world, regardless of who you know, regardless of who your parents are, regardless of anything, you're going to get paid based on the value you can present to the marketplace. It is the great equalizer. And I am a huge proponent because of it. I love, you know, I wished I could just take some of these politicians that are, you're yelling and screaming about unfairness and the woes of life and the tragedy of life and why life is so terrible for so many. Yes, you know, no one gets out of this life alive, but everyone born in this world, especially if you're born in a wonderful country like America, you can take the very things that everyone else around you, if you've got a computer, if you've got the internet and you're anywhere in the world, you can put your value out there. You can connect to other people that need, want, desire, and can afford what it is that your value presents to them. And you can go to places that you could only think, dream, or have imagined just a few short years ago. Used to, back in the day, you were regulated, you were marginalized, you were painted in a corner of life based on where you were at in the world. But not anymore. You're connected to the entire world. If you've got a computer, if you've got an internet access, you can go as far as you want to go. And that's why I love entrepreneurialism. And I specifically and especially like entrepreneurialism that allows people to get online and present their value to the masses. But entrepreneurialism isn't easy. And so there's challenges all the time. Winston Churchill said this. He said, success is the ability to move from one failure to another without loss of enthusiasm. And if there is one skill set, if there's one attribute, if there's one thing that every single entrepreneur or wantrepreneur has to learn how to do is how to go from failure to failure without quitting, without loss of energy, without loss of passion, without loss of hope, and without bringing yesterday's failures into today's present reality. The client that's in front of you right now doesn't care what yesterday was like for you. All they care about is what can you do for me today? What value can you bring to the table today? How can you help me get to where I want to go? And if you're stuck in yesterday, if you're stuck on the failures of yesterday, the disappointments that happened yesterday, the rejection that happened yesterday, the rudeness of someone from yesterday or just a moment ago, then you are gravely robbing your client that's in front of you today. They need the best you. They need to understand. They need to perceive. They need to hear clearly why they need to do business with you. And you can't present that. You can't offer that to them when you're stuck in yesterday. So yes, I love entrepreneurialism. I love self-reliant, independent, putting a dent in the universe type of lifestyle, because it demands of me to become the best me. And so today I want to talk to you about seven things that you really need to stop doing to yourself when things don't go as planned. Because guess what? There's one sure thing that you can bank on, you can bet on, you can plan on, you can almost write a check on right now, because it will happen. The one sure thing that you can always bank on is there are no sure things. Things are going to change. Things aren't going to come and go as planned. There are going to be deals that fall through that should have not fallen through. There are going to be people that said, hey, I want to buy this now. And then they next week, hey, I want to buy this now. And that same person over and over and over again are saying they want to buy this. And then it doesn't happen. There are going to be people that tell you, you know, one thing and something else happens. That's the way it always works. That's the way life works. That's the way business works. That's the way everything works. And so how do you mitigate the effect that's going to have on your attitude, which is so important for you to keep clean, to keep positive, and keep moving forward to be effective for that client you're meeting with today? Well, there's seven things to do, or seven things I would tell you not to do to find success. And so when we get back from the break, I want to break that open, share it with you, and tell you if you'll stop doing these seven things, because I promise you, you're probably finding yourself doing some of this. You're going to, because why? Well, you're human. And so when we get back, I'm going to go over what those are, why you need to stop doing them, and how it's going to help you earn more, enjoy more, and experience more in helping more and more clients right after this. Have you ever tried a work from home business? If you have, you may be like several others. Matter of fact, 98% of people, according to Forbes magazine, who've tried and failed. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but the main reason is because most home-based businesses have no means, method, or mechanism for you to get in front of people who need, want, desire, and can afford what it is you offer. See, the unique thing about TerryWilson3.com is we put you in a position where if you can simply answer a phone, or read a script, you can make money. And I'm not talking about going and selling pills, thrills, lotions, and potions. I'm talking about selling something that every business, everyone who has a product, good, or service needs. And that is a lead generation marketing system. But here's the cool thing. You never cold call. You never have to recruit your friends, family, and foes. You simply take a call, read a script. Want more information? Go to TerryWilson3.com/call center right now to get more information. That's TerryWilson3.com/call center. So how would you like to put your income on autopilot? You know, you've heard several online marketing gurus say the loot is in the list. And it is true. Email marketing done correctly will amass you thousands, if not millions of dollars. Part of my affiliate CPA and referral marketing business that I do, that I bring in thousands of dollars a week, is done by email marketing. But if you're just starting out, which systems do you use? What script do you use? How do you even get emails? All of those things make it tough when you're first getting started. So go over to TerryWilson3.com/MDEMS. I wrote an ebook called The $1 Million Email Marketing System. And it's a book, and it's also video formulas and things there that's going to illustrate exactly what to use, how to use it, where to go to get certain emails that you need, how to present those emails when you send them out. Everything you need to do to start your own email marketing business and bringing that in as part of your strategy on how to make money, you can get by going to TerryWilson3.com/MDEMS. That's TerryWilson3.com/MDEMS.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So what do you do, or what should you not do, when you're finding yourself in a situation that you didn't plan for? You're expecting to be at point A and you have to take a detour. And all of a sudden you're over here at point B and a half. You know, that happens in business. That happens in sales. That happens no matter what you're at, where you're at in life. No matter what area you're talking about, it could be in your personal life. Sometimes things happen that you just don't plan for. So here are seven things I would tell you stop doing, because it's actually sabotaging your efforts. It's sabotaging your ultimate goals of where you want to go. Number one, stop letting every little problem get the best of you. And what I mean by that, stop letting it knock you out of your game. You got to stop it. Inner peace begins the moment you take a deep breath and choose not to allow, hear me, you choose not to allow another person or event to control your emotions. I'm telling you, if you want to be a self-employed, self-reliant entrepreneur, one of the benefits of being an entrepreneur, one of the things that's a benefit of being self-employed is you're your own boss. So take control of yourself. Stop allowing other people to control how you feel, how you're going to respond that day, how you're going to enjoy that day. Stop giving people that kind of power. You choose not to allow other people or events control how you feel. In other words, the greater part of your happiness or misery in the long run depends heavily on your attitude, not your circumstances. If you're stressed out by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your interpretation of it. And this is something you have the power to change. It's not easy, but it is entirely possible with practice. It all starts with establishing a baseline level of positive thinking in your daily life. Make it a habit. You need to train your mind to see the good in everything even when things don't go as planned. Life is a series of thousands of tiny little miracles happening. Notice them. Notice again and again how fortunate you are. The evidence is all around you, and it's beautiful and well worth gathering into your awareness. And keep in mind that it takes roughly 66 days to form a new habit like this. You have to train your mind how to think. You don't think the way you think now just because happenstance. Your mind has been conditioned, and most of the time, it's been conditioned by the path of least resistance. It doesn't take anything to think negatively, to see negative things around you. I mean, it takes no energy to see the bad in everything, but it takes a proactive mindset that says, I'm going to see the positive in everything, even the worst things in the world. Keep in mind, what is entrepreneurialism? Entrepreneurialism is extrapolating value out of everything and turning it into, you know, taking negative and turning it into a positive, seeing a problem someone has, being able to solve that problem, and then being able to sell the solution that you've developed. I often marvel at entrepreneurs that struggle with seeing bad things happen. I said, listen, you as an entrepreneur ought to welcome bad news. Why? Because that's opportunity for you to solve something. If you can solve it for yourself, you can solve it for someone else. You have just developed a product. I mean, how else are you supposed to develop value if you're not solving problems? And how can you solve a problem if there's no problem to solve? See, if I'm amazed, people want the freedom. They want the money. They want the time that self-reliant entrepreneurialism offers, but they don't want the cost of it. And you can't separate the cost of being your own boss, the cost of freedom, the cost of having this life that you want. Is you got to take control over it. You got to take ownership of it. You can't run from it, but you run to it and say, I am here today and nothing is going to knock me off. These little things, these little problems I see in the world, I'm not going to allow them to take me out. But I am with a sharp eye and a heart toward heaven. I'm going to say, okay, where's the solution at here? Because I know if I'm seeing this problem, if I'm having this problem, other people have got to be having the same problem. And if I can solve it for me, I can solve it for others. And if I can solve it for me and others, I've created value. And if I've created value, I've created monetary wealth. Number two, stop expecting an easy journey to all your goals. You got to be patient, but don't just sit there expecting everything to be easy. Oh, goodness. Good things don't come to those who wait for the easy way. And patience in life is not about waiting around. It's the ability to keep a good attitude while working hard for what you believe in. Decades from now, when you're resting on your deathbed, you will not remember the days that were easy. You will cherish the moments that you rose above the difficulties and conquered goals of magnitude. You will dream of the strength you found within yourself that allowed you to achieve what once seemed impossible. So don't do what's easy. Do what you're capable of doing today. Astound yourself with your own resilience and resolve. Remember, one of the most important moments on any journey is the moment you finally find the courage to let go of what can't be and grab a hold of what can be changed. Because when you're no longer able to change the obstacles in front of you, you're challenged to change yourself from within, to grow beyond the unchangeable obstacles. And that changes absolutely everything. Isn't it amazing that when you and I face issues and problems and challenges in business and in life, we want everything around us to change before we really grab a hold of the only thing we have control to change, and that's us. What is that challenge you're going through today, provoking, compelling, calling you to change within yourself? What's it teaching you? What's it showing you? What's it trying to illustrate for you so that you can become a better version of you? And therefore increasing your value in the marketplace and in life to be able to have more influence, to leverage more of what you have. What is it teaching you? Grab a hold of that, because I'm telling you, it's not easy. It's worth it, but it's so worth it. So number one, stop letting every problem that you're going to go through knock you off your horse. Stop letting every little problem get the best of you. That's number one. Number two, stop expecting an easy journey to all your goals. And number three, stop resisting your imperfections. Oh, goodness. Be okay with your imperfections. Man, it was a big lesson I had to learn. Every one of us is a perfectionist about something. Learn to sense when your desire to make something perfect is preventing you from getting it done well. Realize that the idea of perfection is not only achievable, realize that the idea of perfection is not only unachievable, but it can also destroy your otherwise productive mindset. It will keep you running in place, feeling insane for your entire life. I heard it said once like this: quit making perfect the enemy of good. So many times you just have to do something well. You just have to be good at something, not perfect, just good, just slightly above average. And you can go far in any given area of your life. But you and I will sometimes just beat up on ourselves because we're comparing ourselves to someone else in a certain area. Well, I'm not like that. I'm not as good as that. It's just not perfect. And it will talk ourselves out of doing some of the things that we just have to do to see our goals realized, to see our dreams come true, to see our destiny become a reality. Quit making perfect the enemy of good. If you feel like you're running in place right now, take a break. Reflect. Think about the difference between diligent effort and perfectionism, and figure out what is triggering you, because Whatever triggers you also reveals what you need to heal. Think about that for just a second. What is triggering you right now that, oh gosh, this has got to be just absolutely perfect? If you'll figure out what is that trigger, it will show you on a deeper level, subconscious level, why do I feel like I have to be perfect in this area? If you can figure out that trigger point, you can figure out where you need some healing there so that you don't have to be your own worst enemy anymore. Do your best to bring conscious awareness to what's going on through your worried mind when you're not feeling good enough. Why do you feel this way? Who are you with this train of thought? Who would you be? What else would you see if you removed it? Know when enough is enough. Say it out loud to yourself. Get lost, perfectionism. Say that sometimes. Without you, I am brilliant. Number four, stop looking past the moment you're living in. Isn't it strange how the life works? You want something and you work for it and wait for it and work for it and wait for it, and you feel like it's taking forever to arrive. Then it happens and it's over, and all you want to do is curl back up with that moment before things changed. Isn't that weird? Sometimes we don't realize it's the journey that's the actual reward. Have you ever just really worked hard for something? You just put your best effort in achieving something, and time and time and time and effort, sweat and blood and just working through frustrations and this journey to get this, whatever it is, this thing. And the thing comes, and then all of a sudden it's just like deflating. It's like achieving the thing itself wasn't the reward, and you figured out it was the journey that was rewarding enough. I heard one person say it this way one time. Said, learn to live where you're at and when you're at. Quit living in yesterday, quit dreaming of tomorrow, and live and enjoy today. So stop looking past the moment you're living in right now. The journey to becoming a better you is part, and I would argue a large part, of the reward. So enjoy it. And when we get back right after this, we're going to go into our last three. So just to recap so far, seven things that you need to stop doing to stop doing when you're trying to achieve goals is stop letting every little problem get the best of you. That's number one. Number two, stop expecting an easy journey to all your goals because it will not happen. Number three, stop resisting your imperfections. And number four, stop looking past the moment you're living in right now. Be where you're at. When we get back, we'll go through the last three. I think you're really going to enjoy them. You know, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you've heard me say it 1,000 times. Earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you do have to grow to the next level. And growth happens by the people you hang around and listen to the most. Seth Godin says you're the sum total of 5 people you hang around the most. And that is why you need to go to terrywilson3.com/freebook and get a free audiobook just to try out the services. Here's the deal. Over 70,000 different authors from every type of genre that you could think of. Go over there, pick one that you like, something that's going to inform you, something that's going to inspire you, something that's going to illustrate what you need to do next. Try out the service. If you don't like the service, cancel it and you get to keep that free audiobook. But you're going to love the service, and I promise you, if you will commit yourself to listening and learning from those who have gone where you want to go, you can go there also. So go to terrywilson3.com/freebook today. Try out the service and get a free audiobook just for trying it out. terrywilson3.com/freebook. So there's two things that I use on a daily basis to make more money, make more sales. Because I have learned over 20 some odd years of being an entrepreneur is most people do not make a significant purchase the first time they hear about it, or even the second time. As a matter of fact, it normally takes 6 touches, 6 encounters with a client before they will ever decide to pull the trigger on anything. How do you scale a business if you can't automate that process? One of the things and tools that I use is AWeber, which is an automatic email marketing system. Right now, you can get a 30-day free trial by going to terrywilson3.com/AWeber. That's terrywilson3.com/AWeber, AWeber, and try their services out. I think you're going to really like it. And if you decide to keep it after 30 days, they'll give you a discount for using that code. Go to terrywilson3.com/AWeber right now and put your marketing and your sales process on autopilot.
And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So we're talking about seven things here in episode 361 that you should stop doing when things don't go as planned. Because guess what? The one sure thing that you can always bank on is there are no sure things. And so these are seven things I would tell you, you just got to stop doing. You just got to stop doing if you want to, if you want to achieve your goals. You want to see things come to fruition that you want. So number one, we said that you've got to stop letting every little problem get you off and knock you off. So stop letting every little problem get the best of you. Number two, stop expecting an easy journey to all your goals. Number three, stop resisting your imperfections. Number four, stop looking past the moment that you're living in right now. Number five, this is what we're up to. Stop disempowering yourself with weak language. Confident people use words with intention. You can be one of them. Consider the difference between these two aspiring bloggers, two course students. Of course, I recently spoke with one says, yes, I am a blogger. You like meditation and yoga too? Excellent. We need to connect on this subject. Check out my new mindful guide I used and posted just now. And then the other one says as well, I'm trying to blog, but I'm not sure I'm doing it right now. I wish I had started sooner, blah, blah, blah. Which one spoke confidence? Which one is compelling you? Yes, let's connect. Let's, you know, one says, yeah, I identify right. I mean, this person could, and by the way, I know them. They just started blogging 2 months ago, but they've already grabbed a hold of this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm about. And the other person, ironically, has been blogging for a year and says, well, I'm trying to blog. Start using affirmative language. Stop being timid. Stop being apologetic for being who you want to be. You do you. Stop disempowering yourself with weak language. Yes, this is who I am. This is what I'm about. And you ought to connect with me because I think we can work together and make something happen. You got to use language like that or you're always going to be just sort of in this subjective. And here's the other thing. It's not attractive. People so often want to try this faux humility, this just sort of timidity that they think that's more. No, people are attracted to people who know who they are. They're confident about it. They're going after it because that's exciting. That's very attractive. That's saying, hey, this is what I'm about. And people want to be connected with people that know where they're going and they want to do. That's leadership. And you've got to stop disempowering yourself with weak language and being apologetic about wanting something and going somewhere and doing something. I don't care if you just started blogging, you just started doing whatever it is you're doing. If that's where you're at, that's what you want to do, and that's who you are. That's how you should represent yourself. No apologies. Number six, stop expecting everyone to be as kind or courteous or caring as you are. Man. I've had to learn this one. You will end up sadly disappointed if you expect people will always do for you as you do for them. Not everyone has the same heart as you. Be kind anyway. And remember, being kind to someone you dislike doesn't mean you're fake. It means you're mature enough to control your emotions. So be kinder than necessary today. What goes around does come around in the long run. No one has ever made themselves strong by showing how small someone else is. So this might sound cynical, but I think it is healthy. I used to have a relative that said, just expect everyone's a butthole until they prove different. Now, I'm not saying going around being cynical or anything like that, but I am saying I don't put a lot of expectations on people I don't know until they prove otherwise. but I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be courteous. I'm going to be caring regardless. And you be the same. And that way you have basically neutralized their attitude that's going to try to affect your attitude. You've already been proactive saying, this is the way I'm going to be regardless. So stop expecting everyone to be something that may be disappointing later on. Because then if they prove themselves to be the worst kind, then you're not disappointed at all. And seven, and finally, stop being so rigid or, in other words, mature about everything. Let loose and have some fun. There's okay. It's okay knocking, you know, things out of gear sometimes, taking your shoes off and just enjoying life. Sometimes we put too much weight into everything, trying to control every tiny little aspect of life, especially in business. Switch gears and relax. Ride the path that's right in front of you and that life is giving you. Try something new. Be a bit daring and explore your curiosity. Letting go a little lets you experience more of the unexpected. And the greatest joys in life are often the unexpected surprises that you never intended to happen. If you want to really get good at something personally or professionally, then let go of your expectations and replace them with the notions of endless playful exploration. We don't stop dreaming and exploring because we go old. We grow old because we stop dreaming and exploring. So don't stop. The fountain of youth is in the imagination and constantly wanting to see what can life be if I tried this and I dared to dream about this and I did this. So seven things to stop doing right now when life doesn't go as planned. Number one, stop letting every little problem get the best of you. Number two, stop expecting an easy journey to your goal. Step three, stop resisting your imperfection. Step four, stop looking past moments that you're living in right now. Live in the moment. Step five, stop disempowering yourself with just weak language. Step six, stop expecting everyone to be as kind, courteous, and caring as you are because they won't. And step seven, and finally, stop being so rigid. Let go. Have some fun. Give yourself a break. Listen, guys, this coming Monday night at 9 p.m., we're going to have another live podcast. I'll be in the studios with my counterparts here in a panel having fun. If you'd like to join our chat, like to jump in and have fun with us, we love having these live podcasts as well. You can always join the text list and get alerts as to when we're going live. All you have to do is text at TW3podcast to 81010. That's the word at TW3podcast. That's the at sign at TW3podcast. Text that to 81010 and you'll get an alert and you'll get the link so that you can watch the stream on YouTube with us and join the chat. We'd love to have you. Till next time, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay, guys, what a privilege. I mean...